from his eyes. His body was trembling and shaking. So he doesn't know, nobody knows what to do. The very grave Narad Muni, there he is, he's completely overwhelmed in ecstasy. They don't know what's happening. Took some time for him to gain his composure. He saw that this, even though normally little babies, they don't look so beautiful, but even though she was just a little baby, she was so beautiful, never saw anyone as beautiful as that. And so he also blessed a similar blessing to Kirtida and Vrishabhanu Maharaj, that you should take care of your daughter. Don't worry that you have this daughter is going to increase your fame all over the universe, and eventually she'll also regain her eyesight, so nothing to feel bad about. And this way, so just take care of her like your deity. Then he left. He went out into the Barshana forest, and he was praying to Radharani to please reveal herself in her form like a young maid. So after some short time of meditating and praying, then Radharani and some of her confidant Sakis appeared. And the Sakis were talking to Narad, kind of admonishing, you know, you don't realize how fortunate you are to get the mercy of Radharani, to see Radharani. They gave different examples of great yogis and rishis who had meditated for days of Brahma doing tapasya in order to get the darshan of Radharani. He got so quickly. So he's very fortunate. There was one yogini was meditating for 3 kalpas, doing all kinds of tapasyas just to get the darshan of Radharani. So we're very fortunate that we get to hear so much about Radharani because of the 6 Goswamis and because of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Sankirtan movement. The Radhastami, Prabhupada was in London in 1971, and the Prabhupada said, we're talking about Radhastami. So he mentions Parasha Saktir Vivida Suryate, that there's so many different energies that the Lord has, His potencies. So there's His antaranga shakti, His internal potency, His bahiranga shakti, the material energy. Then in between there's the madhyastha shakti, the jiva shaktis, who we are. So if we are taking the shelter of Krishna's service, then we're under the protection of the internal potency. And if we take the, when Maya offers us some sense gratification, if we accept that, then Maya is happy to give us her shelter with all the karmas and suffering enjoyment of the material world. So who likes to take the shelter of Mahamaya? Would rather take the shelter of Yogamaya of Radharani. Jai Sri Radhe. thought of. So Radharani, Sri Prabhupada mentions that she's the pleasure potency, Laladini Shakti, Anandamayo Vyasat, 112 of Vedanta Sutra. Absolute truth is filled with spiritual pleasure potency, and the pleasure potency is Radharani. He also said, because the Absolute Truth is Anandamoy, he is Echo Bahusham, he becomes many. So we're also part of parcel of Krishna. We're in the very infinitesimal parts of the pleasure potency. So our duty is also to give pleasure to Krishna. And chief pleasure potency is Radharani. Radha Krishna Pranaya Vrikriti Rala Dini Shakti Rasmat Ekatmana Vapi Bhuvo Pura Deha Vedo Gatau Tau Chaitanyakyam Prakatam Madhuna Tadvayam Chaikyam Aptam Radha Bhava Jyoti Suvalitam Nomi Krishna Sarupam. Prabhupada is saying Krishna is Param Brahma. You don't get much information about Param Brahma in the material world. A little bit about Brahman. So Prabhupada is saying, if you don't understand Krishna, how can you understand how Krishna is enjoying? So the six Goswamis gave us information about pleasure potency of Krishna Radharani. Prabhupada is recommending reading the teaching of Lord Chaitanya. Page 264. So one of Radharani's names is Madhava Mohini, or Madana Mohana Mohini. She attracts even Krishna. So this is the very auspicious day that Radharani appears. So we should offer our obeisance to Prabhupada, to Radharani. Prabhupada said, Tapta Kanchana Govrangi Radhe Vrindavaneswari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye. I remember once Prabhupada was giving examples how, like, Bharat Maharaj, he left his big empire of the world in order to get spiritual bliss. How Buddha was looking for a spiritual bliss and he left everything. He had so many facilities for enjoying. So like this, all the great personalities in the spiritual side are looking for the spiritual bliss. And Radharani is that spiritual bliss. Now we hear so many pastimes of Radharani. When I was a new devotee in Montreal, I asked Prabhupada, he said something about Radharani, so I asked him a question about Radharani. He looked at me and said, who are you to ask about Radharani? You know, here I am, 19-year-old bhakta, just joined the temple. So now so many books have been published and we have access, so very special. But Prabhupada also warned us not to ever consider Radharani to be an ordinary woman or the pastimes of Radha and Krishna to be some kind of mundane male-female exchange. It's all in the transcendental realm. I know Prabhupada was really upset sometime by some of the pictures which showed were like too confidential or too just didn't consider the right mood. In order to appreciate Krishna's pastimes and his internal potency, then you have to understand how Krishna is completely transcendental. Doesn't have any material desires or material needs. his exchanges are all spiritual. This is the problem, of course, when you're preaching like, of course, some religions that don't even believe in deities at all. And if you have a deity of Radha and Krishna, then they really get upset. They say, what is this? Even within the Hindu tradition, Sanatana Dharma, broad traditions, even our Gaudiya Vaishnavas and the Nimbarka, they focus on Radha and Krishna, but like the Balabhacharya, they're into Pushti Marg, more Vatsalya Bhav, and they don't understand about Krishna's pastimes. When he grew older, beyond childhood into youth. And there's a lot of misunderstanding about Krishna's pastimes. So we have to, at the same time, these pastimes are so beautiful that they can immunize us from material desires if we see them in the right way. If we get disturbed by them or agitated, then we're not ready yet to go into the very confidential pastimes. So, but this pastimes are all on the transcendental realm. They're so attractive that Krishna himself, he came as Lord Chaitanya because he wants to understand what is the happiness that Radharani is feeling for him when serving him. Because it seems to Krishna that Radharani is getting more bliss than he is. So we're so fortunate that we can serve, assist Radharani and the Guru in serving Krishna and get some taste for this devotional service. This is very great mercy that Lord Chaitanya gives his followers. In the Padma Puran, there's a whole chapter about the glories of Radharani. And it says that how this is such an important day, if anybody misses this day, doesn't observe it knowingly, they're very offensive and it's very bad for their spiritual progress. On the other hand, if one observes Radhastami, it's like 50 to 100,000 or more times Ekadasi. So it's such an important date. After I read that, then I wasn't so much impressed anymore with the Nirjala Ekadasi. Jai Sri Radhe. Just observe Radhastami. There's this, in this chapter talks about one lady who was a kind of a modern lady in some ancient time. She was wealthy and she would travel around the world alone, and in those days women didn't travel alone much and they're very protected, but she was traveling around and leading a kind of a free life, not very moral. Didn't go into so many details, but I guess now we can all use our imagination if we want to, but she's doing something wrong, but she did something right too. She went to a temple and there was a number of ladies all making garlands and decorating things, and she said, what's happening here? And they said, you don't know, tomorrow's Radhastami. Why don't you come and stay with us and observe Radhastami? And then so she stayed and did some seva, and she strung flags and did different decorations for the temple, made garlands, stayed over, and then the next morning she saw the pujas in the morning, she saw the different observances of Radhastami, saw the abhishek, the bathing ceremony, and basically took the prasadam feast in the afternoon, had a very nice Radhastami festival. Then her life took her around traveling, and when she died, Yamadutas came to take her away because apparently while she was traveling she had committed some sinful acts. So they came to take her away, but then the Vishnu Dutas showed up and said, "No, you can't take her." So why not? She's a sinner. So, well, she did Radhastami. Oh, come on, that was just like by accident. She one time, you know. She did so many sins, you know. No, no. She goes with us. She did Radhastami, back to Godhead. So, of course, we shouldn't sin on the strength of Radhastami. You know. She didn't, even she did sin, but she didn't, she just well deserved Radhastami. She didn't consciously commit any aparats. And so somehow she got the mercy. So Radhastami is so great. Krishna is very pleased when you worship Radharani. You know, Krishna is more pleased when you serve his devotee than when he served. So that's, of course, another secret how Radharani service that will please Krishna so much. The Goswamis, Prabhupada said, they never said that they saw Krishna. Even though they were the most perfect, they never said, "I have seen Krishna." Their prayers were like this: "Hey Radhe, Raja Devi Ke, Hey Nanda Suno Kutao, Hey Radhe, Radharani, Hey Radhe, Raja Devi Ke, Cha, Radharani does not remain alone. She remains always with his, her friends, Raja Devi, Lalita, Visakha, other damsels of Vrindavan." So the Goswamis are praying in their mature stage. When they were living in Vrindavan, they were praying in this way: "Hey Radhe, Raja Devi ke, Cha Lalite, Hey Nanda Suno Kuta, where Radharani, where are you? Where are your associates? Where you are? Nanda Suno, the son of Nanda Maharaj, Krishna, where you are all." They were searching after. They never said, "I have seen Krishna dancing with the gopis. Last night I saw." Ha ha. Laughter. This is sahajya. This is not mature devotee. This is called sahajya. They take everything very cheap. Krishna very cheap. Radharani very cheap. As if they can see every night. No. The Goswamis do not teach us like that. They're searching after, "Hey Radhe, Raja Devi Ke, Cha Lalite, Hey Nanda Suno Kuta, Si Govardhan Padapa Tale Kalindi Vonye Kuta. Are you there under the Govardhan Hill or on the banks of the Jamuna? Kalindi Vanye Kuta Gosanta Vidisarvato Rajapure Kedar Mahavivalau." Their business was crying like this: "Where you are, where you are, Radharani, where you are, Lalita Visakha, the associates of Radharani, where you are, Krishna, are you near Govardhan Hill or on the bank of the Jamuna? Gosanta Vidisarvato Rajapure." So throughout the whole tract of Vrindavan they were crying and searching for them. Kedar Mahavivalau, as if madmen. Kedar Mahavivalau Vande Rupa Sanatano Raghura Yugo Si Jiva Gopalako. So we have to follow the footsteps of the Goswamis, how to search out Krishna and Radha, Rani. Vrindavan, or within your heart, that is the process of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's bhajan, feeling of separation, vipralamba, vipralamba seva. Just like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu feeling the separation of Krishna, he was falling down on the sea, he was coming out of his restroom or his bedroom and going out at dead of night. Nobody knew where he has gone, so that was his searching. This process of devotional service is taught by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, not that very easy. We have seen Krishna or seen Radharani and Rasleela. No, not like that. Feel the separation. The more you feel separation from Krishna, you should understand that you are advancing. Don't try to see Krishna artificially. Be advanced in separation, feeling, and then it will be perfect. That is the teachings of Lord Chaitanya. Because our material eyes, we cannot see Krishna. Atha Sri Krishna Namadi Na Bhavet Grajam Indriyai. With our material senses, we cannot see Krishna. We cannot hear about Krishna's name. But, Sevan Mukhi Jivado, when you engage yourself in the service of the Lord, where the service begins, Jivado, from the tongue, not from the legs, eyes, or ears. It begins from the tongue. Sevan Mukhi Jivado. If you be in service to the chant, to the tongue, how? Chant. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare. And take Krishna Prasad. The tongue has got two business, to articulate sound, Hare Krishna, and take Prasad. By this process, you'll realize Krishna. Hare Bol Sa Prabhupada Ki.